When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it's your girl, Claudia Jordan. Now, we're here to break down the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. So sit back, relax. I hope you got something to drink because we sure do. Get ready to sip on this hot tea. Please welcome Al Reynolds. What's up, Al?
Okay, Claudia.
Are you ready? I heard everyone's feeling away tonight.
I've been on the wagon for a little while. Soulmates don't counsel me today. I got a slick tongue today.
So you're saying it's going to be one of those shows.
Gonna be one of those shows, baby.
All right, please also welcome another person that's on that juice tonight, Armand Wiggins. What's up, Armand? Are you feeling good today?
Yes, I'm feeling fantastic today. I'm ready to get into some things.
Oh, we have a lot of things to get into.
Yes, we do.
Big weekend this weekend, the Image Awards. I'll be flying to LA in the morning. I know Al be working the red carpet. I know Armand, you'll be out in the streets at the party tonight. Was it Rolling Loud?
Is that Rolling Loud. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everyone's gonna be doing a lot this weekend. I expect a lot of action on social media to share with the soulmates. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What are y'all drinking tonight? I'm drinking Pagoda.
I'm doing a Bloody Mary with an extra shot of Hennessy. I mean, an extra shot of Hendrix.
Yeah. See, I'm feeling real ratchet today. This is all I had left in the kitchen, so I got some Coca-Cola and some tequila. I don't even drink those together. I don't even drink Coke, but you know what? I said, hey, this is all I got. So we're gonna
Coke and tequila.
I don't know how it happened. This is all I had today, baby.
It bees like that sometimes. All right. Well, let's go. Enough of that. Let's get into the show. Last week, Dre's pregnancy announcement broke the internet. And it seems like most of the hate is coming from the brothers. Jilly the Kid chimed in and said, Jalen Green is the youngest step pop in the history of the game. Lil Duval posted a cover of the film How Stella Got Her Groove Back and called it How Drea Got Her Groove Back, and replaced the images with photos of Drea and Jalen. Former NBA player Nick Young recounted a time that Drea was allegedly sexually active with Gilbert Arenas in the back of a car.
Bang.
And actor London Brown is alleging that he may have dipped around with Drea. What are your thoughts on the backlash on Drea that she's been receiving, especially from Black men, and should more women step in defense of her? Al, I know you say you're sick of these chatty patty fellas, but what do you think about what they're saying?
I was like, honestly, I was like, wow. And then, you know, as they all start to unveil, I was like, wow. And I'm super wow. Look, I'm going to be honest with you, Claudia. And this is not the alcohol talking, but it might be, you know, Drea, you've made your bed. And now you got to lay in it, sweetheart. So you can't complain about your actions. It's that saying, you know, you decided on a particular action. So now you have to face the consequences that come with it. I have to say that I agree with our friend over at Shay Shay. What's his name? That's his co-host. Who said Drea's been in the game. Ocho Cinco said Drea's been in the game for a long time. And she know what it is. Her second child is from a baller. Her third child now will be from a baller. She knows what's up. So, baby, this is what it looks like. You made your bed. Welcome.
Okay, Armand, what do you think?
Honestly, I don't see anything wrong with it. This is strictly like barbershop talk for the guys. Here's the thing. Jalen, he got in bed with Drea, so now this is a part of his initiation. This is how guys joke around. They talk about, hey, you popped her, I popped her, he popped her, we popped her. They laughing at it. All right, the young dude popped her. He just didn't know that everybody in the industry hit it first. You know, it's a joke. That's what they talk about in the barbershop. Literally, I was in the barbershop today, you know, getting my hair cut, and they were talking about it in the barbershop. The guy was just like, I didn't understand why everybody was coming at Drea, but now I realize that she's got a son his age. So then the barber was like, yeah, she probably was thinking about banging her son's friends. So this is how guys talk, and I think that let the dudes do their due. He's being initiated now. You've joined the club of all the men that banged Drea. And they're laughing. It's funny.
I wonder how he feels. I wonder how he feels now that everyone's coming forth and talking about who's had her.
I just would like to see the same energy when it's the other way around, because we don't always see that. In the chat, Sierra said, so Drea must didn't call some of them back. And Terry 44 said, no significant insecure men spoke out. I think it's corny that men are coming out saying, I hit it too. That's irrelevant to the conversation. The conversation should only be about the age difference. I think the only thing that I take issue with is the man, their baby daddy, the same age as her kid. I think that's a little bit like, ugh, it's cringe, you know? But all this, oh, I scoot first. Okay, you are just as much as a hoe, you trying to make her sound. Because I'm sure whatever her number is, your number is triple. And yes, there is a double standard with women versus men. But I think it's so corny when men are like, I scoot. Because just the same way men, people do not like when women come out and say it's a clout chase. I think it's a clout chase, period. Because you weren't having that same energy when it's one-on-one. It's, oh, who cares? We grown. We two grown people. I just think that sitting around and jumping on bandwagons on these podcasts that need to be banned is corny. But hey, like y'all said, she made her bed. They made their bed. They have to line it. They got to accept this. And hey, they got to.
So his stepdad is younger than him.
Which I agree with you. That's wow.
That was my whole thing, Al. Yes, it's crazy. She's disgusting for that. Imagine you inviting your friend, your son's kids over, you know, for cookies and ice cream, and your mom's banging them upstairs, and then he gets her pregnant. Come on.
Well, we're not going to say that Drea is banging her kids' friends, because that's not what she's doing here. So
you might as well.
Let's fall back on that. That's a bit much. That's she's not screwing her friends' kids. That's actually Jada Pinkett. Ooh. Okay. All right, we have an update on the district attorney Fannie Willis case. According to a new report, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee presented Attorney Willis with an ultimatum due to her past romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. In order for Attorney Willis to proceed as a prosecutor in the trial against Donald Trump, either she will have to step down from the case and Prosecutor Nathan stays, or vice versa. Now it's been reported that Special Prosecutor Wade has officially resigned from the Trump election case. What are your thoughts on this petty ultimatum? Al, what do you think about this?
You know, Claudia, I don't like it. And I've been very vocal on this platform about I don't like it. I think she's jeopardized the one big case that we've had to put a nail in Trump's coffin. And I honestly, I'm just going to say it, and I know everyone's going to be mad at me, but this is just ugly. Every media outlet is talking about the impact of this impropriety. When they talk about the impact of this impropriety, then that gives the Trump team the opportunity to attack the legitimacy of the prosecution. She needs to step down or pass it off or be a legal advisor to a new team. She's a distraction to us being able to get this man convicted. I think it will definitely take away from her legitimacy. And once again, once the media start questioning you, it's going to get only worse moving into the trial.
Okay. Armand, what do you think about this?
I agree. I mean, I actually think that it's super petty in the first place, but at the same time, when you are in that type of position, you have to be more careful and you have to be more responsible. So I think that she wasn't responsible at all. And so she definitely needs to probably resign, because it just messes up the credibility. It's dumb. Now the focus is not on Trump. Now the focus is on her and her sexual relationships and money, which is not what we should be talking about right now. So it's not a good look. And then she's black.
And on top of that, Claudia, and I know you follow it, I know you know this, the judge who covered the case has issued a statement, and he said she had a tremendous, quote, tremendous lap in judgment, and questioned the truthfulness of her ability in the testimony and how she tells the truth. Another judge, right? A Supreme judge has put this on her. I feel like this is faulty and this could be bad. I don't know how you can clean this up.
Bonnie, you are our last. This was the strongest of all the cases. Sister girl, you could have waited. It's like, you got to know when you are black, We can't get away with what the white side and what the other side does. It ain't like Clarence Thomas and his white wife, who she is known to have funded the insurrection, and no one is recusing her husband from the case, their cases. They get away with that kind of stuff. It ain't like all the other cases. It ain't like when Trump has hired his own kids and paid them government money, and no one bats an eye about the nepotism there and the impropriety of that. No one bats an eye at that. No one bats an eye at Jared Smith. That is Jared, who is Ivanka's husband, getting $2 billion from the Saudi Arabian government, the same government that tortured that journalist and tore him up and dismembered him. No one says anything about that. But let Bonnie down in Georgia have an old relationship with this prosecutor. It's the end of the world. We cannot get away with the same thing these white people get away with, period, point blank. And you got to know that. Even we all know that. We have to be twice as clean, work twice as hard for 1/4 the money, and you don't get the same passes as they get. Girlfriend, you are brilliant, but this was definitely, I don't know how you thought you was gonna get away with this. Although I don't think it's as serious as some of the other things that I've just mentioned.
I agree.
You know, we can, okay, $100. We're really arguing about $100 dinners when a Supreme Court justice has a wife that pay for the buses of busing people down to the Capitol to break right into the building. No one's talking about that. But yeah, we're going to talk about that on Fox. So I promise you this, if you're going to give smoke to Fani, we're going to give smoke to the other side the entire year. So just brace yourself, because we're going to hold y'all accountable the way you're holding our girl accountable. It sucks because having a new prosecutor brought on board at this point is going to delay things, because now they have to give them ample time to catch up with all the information. So now there's a really big chance that this will not happen before the election.
Right.
You know, but this is a state case, I believe. I don't think this is a federal case. So this is something that Trump can't make go away if he becomes president. But I don't know what the punishment will be. So unfortunately, I cannot believe a smart woman like this would get caught up. We have some comments. Brandy Whitley said she's the only person that got the closest thing to nailing Trump. Yes. Yeah. And Jared said Black women are always expected to move perfectly. True. And Leah, the DA, says just wanted to get her back.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just one that you hired to work on the case with.
Yeah.
I mean, can y'all
they did that revert. They did that reverse Uno on her and caught her. I mean, they doing their job. Like, Trump's team is doing his job. I mean, you know, she was lacking, and they got her. I mean, so
The sad part is, you know, he's going to use this, whether it makes sense or not. He's going to use this throughout the entire thing.
Absolutely.
Question her judgment.
The same man that is has charges about giving a porn star hush money has the audacity. That's how bold white people are with money. White men are. They are that bold. Yeah, I know I got all these cases, but look at her. She's accepted a $100 dinner from her lover in Georgia 3 years ago, whatever it was. It's unbelievable, but that's what 2024 is giving.
Clarify this for me. They were saying it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars that they were spending together.
No, they were just saying in his hours of work. Okay.
Yeah.
So she let him approve even, you know, one day, 24 hours of work. I mean, you know, see, he was laying it down. And Fanny was like, let's go. I'm old too. Yay.
That makes me think he's really working with a lot, like a magical instrument.
Clearly.
She's smart. But she, God. Okay. In other news, Neo is either supporting or throwing shade at his ex-wife, Crystal Renee. Crystal recently discussed her life after divorce from the singer and posted an interview that she did with People. She wrote, "With grace and gratitude, choose me every time. Thank you, People, for the exclusive." And Neo replied to her post, "Congratulations." Do you think Neo's response was sincere or was it shade? Armand, what do you think?
I think it was sincere. I kind of feel like, you know, you don't want to see the mother of your child do bad. Maybe she's fulfilling things that she's always wanted. She's on the cover of People. She's doing her thing, and he's showing, hey, we have good co-parenting. She's always said nothing but great things about him. So at this point, he's happy to see her growing. And, you know, what does he have to lose? He's rich, famous, successful. So at this point, I'm glad to see, you know, the child of my mother, my ex-wife doing her thing. Congrats.
You seriously, you did not see the way they went at each other online, did you?
But they still, I feel like you could get, I think you could get over it, though.
When they were arguing, they aired it out. I think this is sincerely shady, but it's growth. And I will agree with this, Armand. Those two, through thick and thin, all the shade they did online to each other, which was nasty, ugly, and vulgar, they always put their kids and family first. And that I can respect about the two of them. And the other thing is, neither of them block each other. They're still following each other on Instagram. So it lets me know that something in that combination they're doing right. Because, you know, anybody else, any of these other celebrities that have these huge quarrels online, usually they block each other, they stop following each other, they take down all the pictures. I like to see how these two have matured and how they're handling it right now.
You know, I just feel like people just look for any reason for it to be shade. Like anything you say, like you put a heart on something or you just say congratulations with no context, people be like, oh, you're shade, you're shade, you're shade. I had to defend something online earlier that it was not shade. I'm like, y'all can't always look for the negative. Sometimes it's a actual neutral comment. How about that? Y'all be so thirsty for it to be negative. Maybe he's saying congratulations, like, hey, you doing a lot. Or he might be saying congratulations, but that's between them. We have a comment. Taj says Neo needs to take that hat off and be humble. Taj,
good luck on that.
Right.
We saw the hat off before. Now here for a short time said, how did Crystal get a People magazine interview?
We all asking that.
You know, I said this before. I'm really mad at myself in my 20s and 30s when I had everybody hit on me. I had poor vagina management. I was with the cute guy that was nice. And I should have just gone, because I feel like I could have married someone rich and famous, and then I could be in People magazine for a cover.
You gotta have some kids too, though. See, it's the kids that would attach you, so you can't. You got to pop some kids out. You got to do a little bit more. Yeah,
I should have in the 90s, the 2000s. That was my decade.
Who would you ever had a baby with right now? If you could have had an opportunity from all the guys you mess with, who would you have had a baby with?
Damn.
Oh, good question.
How about all the guys that hit on me, Armand? Let's say.
Oh, hit on you.
Let's see. Who would be a good one? Like some of the bigger ones that try to get at me are under investigation now. So none of them.
Shoot your shot right now. Stop playing. You opened the door.
Okay, who is the one? Who is a good one that got away?
Oh, okay.
I don't like anybody anymore.
Oh, girl.
Oh, so now you're old and jaded.
I don't. You know what? The best way to get over someone that you thought you had a crush on is to meet them. And then you meet them, you'd be like, ugh, gross.
Touché.
You know what I'm saying? Because I had crushes on a lot of people, and I got up there, I was like,
I agree.
Oh.
I can see you with like a Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, Lenny Kravitz.
I think he's sexy. Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, I think you got vibe, you know, alternative.
Lenny's a little metro, though. I don't know if Claudia's into like a metro man
I'm okay with a little metro. No.
Okay.
You forgot she's 50 now. She said she
got it. I'll tell you what I can get now. All right, keep it locked because coming up next, Armand is giving us the 411 in today's music. And later, we have your tea fact of the day. We'll be right back. Hey, Lenny. Hi.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right, welcome back to TGIF. Shout out to all the soulmates in the chat. We appreciate you rocking with us. All right, so every week there's newly released singles from your favorite artists, a new concert, music videos, you name it. And we're going to cover it in a segment we like to call Armand's Hit List. All right, Armand, what's on your hit list today?
All right, I'm super excited to get into this hit list because if you know me, you know I love my girl. So Cardi B just dropped Enough Miami, looking fabulous. Look at that cover art. Listen, I'm so excited about Cardi B's new era. At first, I was nervous. I honestly was nervous because Cardi B was crashing out. She was nervous. She was falling off. But it seems like she's gained her bearings and she's back, all right? She's showing skin. She's got body out. She's got hair. She's got the furs out. And what I really love about this record is the fact that it was super simple. It wasn't a lot of people. There wasn't too much added to it because a lot of people know Cardi B to be a queen of visuals and fashion, but they want more music. And I think with this record right here, Cardi B delivered with the music and added her signature flair of looks and fashion. Like, look at that. To be shout out to her stylist, Colin, and shout out to her hairstylist, Tokyo, because they do not play. Cardi B's glam team is top tier, one of the best in the game. So she needs to keep them around, okay? Next on my list is the hot girl herself, Megan Thee Stallion. Listen, I'm so excited for the hot girl because she is taking Hot Girl Summer on the road. Megan Thee Stallion is going to be in the States, and she's traveling over to the UK. I'm super excited for this era for Megan Thee Stallion because Megan Thee Stallion has announced that she is now independent, right? Coming off the heels of the 2020 Tory Lanez trial and all of those things happening. Megan Thee Stallion is back on her feet, and she has not released any dates yet, but she's set to start the tour in May, and I'm definitely here for it. I'll be at an LA show. Also, another girl that I'm super proud of is my girl, JT. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been hard on JT for a long time, okay? I have to keep it real. The people that know me, they know that I wasn't playing with JT for a while, but something about JT being outside of the City Girls, she has stepped into a pocket right now, and I'm feeling like she's so much more comfortable, okay? JT has released her song Sideways. She has released her song No Bars in the clubs. Are loving her. Now, JT is going on a 14-city tour, okay, ahead of her debut album. I'm excited for JT. We're super excited for this momentum for her, and I can't wait to see what she does this summer. And of course, last but not least, you know, the queen herself, Nicki Minaj, headlining Rolling Loud. It is always a Pink Friday whenever Nicki Minaj is involved. So I'm super excited about that. I'll actually be there to see how the queen performs. I'm super excited because she didn't have an LA date on her tour. So Rolling Loud is as good as it can get for me. And I'll be there to report back to you guys how that show went.
All right. Thanks for that, Armand. Al, are you excited to support any of these artists on Armand's list?
You know, I don't do concerts. So, and you know, these artists, I'm not really following like that, but I like the fact that Armand is sharing and keeping me current with it. So yeah, keep up the good work. It took me years to get my own segment here. Congratulations.
Now you better pull something up and shake something, okay?
Congratulations, son. That was good too. That was really good.
All right, that was fun. Thanks a lot for that. Thanks for sharing your hit list, Armand. All right, let's get back to some more topics. Rolling Ray rolled up with a new look on social media. Are we here for this look?
Yes, come on, Rolling Ray. Let me see that picture again. Baby, he looks dusted. He looked beat. Got new hair. Got it tossed to the side. And with that nice red on. Rolling Ray, you get my vote. Thumbs up. Let's go, brother.
Listen, sister. I'm not going to hate on her. Rolling Ray look like Rolling Ray. This ain't no new look. She been looking like that. So, we remember
Rolling Ray when we used to report on Rolling Ray back in the day.
No, Rolling Ray been wearing wigs and women clothing here and there and nails and stuff. I've seen better looks on Rolling Ray, though. I like Rolling Ray. She's a key. I like her. Shout out to Rolling Ray. And listen, it takes a lot of confidence to be in a wheelchair like that and still be confident. You know what I'm saying? So
Look like what?
First of all, look like Rolling Ray.
What is that?
Rolling Ray look a mess. You know Rolling Ray look crazy. But I love Rolling Ray because it's the confidence. Here's the thing. Rolling Ray can take it. Rolling Ray. A lot of confidence to look a mess, dress a mess, be in a wheelchair, and still say Rolling Ray. And then we won't. I'm glad. The one thing I'm happy about is his mouth is closed. Because that mouth get to opening, baby, it's Al, don't you do that. You know the truth. Would you kiss Rolling Ray?
I gave Rolling Ray his flowers.
Kiss Rolling Ray on Valentine's Day as you deliver those flowers?
Boy, you better stop. You better stop.
Roller Ray, I think you are really funny, and you you do have a lot of confidence, and I'm not mad at you for trying different looks. And I'm going to just agree with Chris. Chris said, now y'all know y'all are too immature to speak
right, to come over
on Roland Ray.
Yes, we are. You're right, Chris.
We are. You're right. You know what? Especially from the fact that she burnt herself. She caught on fire over the on the stove and was ran over and was in a coma and fully recovered. So you know what, Roller Ray? You are really the king and the queen, because I don't know how many people get ran over, catch on fire, and go through comas and survive and be in a wheelchair. So you know what, Roller Ray? You get my respect for sure. And I'm not even trying to be funny.
Roller Ray is a survivor.
I love Roller Ray, and I apologize.
Michelle,
Roller Ray for president.
Michael said, didn't he catch on fire? I'm glad he recovered. Roland Ray has been through a lot. Roland Ray, we salute you. And keep giving us these fire looks. All right, Khloe Kardashian. I didn't know. No, I didn't mean, I meant fire like hot. That's
what I mean. See? You try, see? You got to watch Claudia, because she'll do the backhand shot.
She sure will.
I'm in your face. She's like on the side. You got to really catch it.
No.
Claudia's a sneak shader. You got to catch her. You got to know it.
Eyes, you tell. Khloe Kardashian is once again in the hot seat. Stop putting the word hot and fire in this.
Fire looks is crazy.
After being accused of heavily face editing a photo that was posted to her Instagram page, one fan wrote, Khloe, I love you, but delete before everyone wakes up. This is not your face. Another fan wrote, did you paste your face on? What's happening? What are your thoughts on this, Al?
I mean, listen, leave Khloe alone. This is nothing new. She's been doing it for a while. She was doing it when she was heavier. She did it in her transition to being skinny. Now she's doing it with lighting and all the other face apps. She's edited her face. She's edited her body. She's edited her hair. But who cares? We know that that's just a part of her brand. That's who she is. She's really feeling herself. I'm loving watching her be a tad bit more confident and also, you know, pushing the rules and changing them too, all with, you know, auto tune or face tune.
She ain't the only one. Right. There's people with there's like a 14-year-old filter that everybody, all your faves are using. Listen, I got some lines. I like to smooth out my damn self, but y'all be putting a face from 14 years, like a 14-year-old filter on your face, and it's not even you. That's an AI face. But I ain't mad, because you know what? She gets criticized the most. They made her feel like she's the ugly sister. So what's the girl to do? Armand, what do you think?
I think this, I don't even know why we care. I mean, everybody is face tuning and face apping these days, so it's really not that serious. And then the Kardashians damn near created it. I mean, they Photoshop family photos together. You know what I mean? So are you shocked by them Photoshopping their face? But the problem, I think, is it's not even really the Photoshop. It's like, girl, you have all this money. You have all this experience with the Photoshop. Could you have done it a little bit cleaner? Like, damn, yeah, I mean, it doesn't look real at all. I mean, we know that everybody adds a filter, but the filter is just crazy. I mean, the face and the jawline is leaning to the left. It clearly doesn't look right. I mean, so whoever did that, they went overboard, and it just looks, it looks unproportionate. So I just think that's the problem. It's not done right.
We have comments. Drea said, leave Khloe alone. Y'all just mad OJ Simpson ain't y'all father. True. That's true. Brandon said, all those looks and still nobody wants her. That's not, they wanted her.
They still want her.
I want her. Okay. Christina said Jordan Woods still has her same face.
Who?
Jordan Woods still has her same face.
Everybody gets a little Botox, this, that, the third. We don't know. Everybody gets nipped, tucked, and pulled here and there. Like, don't be fooled. Yeah. I'm not, allegedly. I just feel like everybody gets something done.
A little Botox, a little fillering, and maybe a little thread.
Especially if you got the money.
Yeah.
I was thinking about trying to thread a little.
Let me tell you something. Anybody that feels some type of way about, you know, enhancements, they're broke and they just can't afford it. Honestly, those are usually people that.
Just go to the haters pages. Go to the haters pages and see who's criticizing you, and you'll feel a lot better. That's all I got to say. Because every time I go, I'm shocked that they have the audacity to say what they say. I'm like, wait, but where's your. Where's your pillow covers? Why do you have flat pillows? Why do you have no headboard? Why? Please don't worry about me over here.
Hate is real.
I'm saying, don't you dare come after me if you don't have a mat in your bathroom. Please leave me alone. All right, keep it locked, because coming up next, find out which celebrities are related. And later, you won't believe why a woman is going celibate. I'm with your girlfriend. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all, we can all agree that social media tends to resurface some of the most random facts in pop culture history. So it's only fair that we unpack those facts in our T Fact of the Day. All right, today's T Fact of the Day will highlight celebrities who are related. Let's start with Janelle Monáe. Do you know what actress Janelle Monáe is related to? Do y'all know? Have any idea?
Who is it?
No, is there like an A, B, and C option, or
no? They're just trying to give us. No, I guess we're supposed to randomly just guess. I'm gonna say Marseille Martin. I think that may be who she's related to.
Latoya Luckett.
They do have that shape head together.
They do. They resemble each other. I see a Latoya Luckett. Oh,
the answer is Marseille Martin. Oh my god! How did I get that?
Wow.
Okay, which rapper and actor is related to Ray J and Brandy?
Oh, I think I read this somewhere.
Go ahead, take it away, Al.
No, I don't know. I can't remember. Sorry, I did.
Rapper
read
and actor.
Rapper.
Let's just say something random. I'm gonna say French Montana.
No, it's somebody that we know. It's somebody really pretty doing pretty well. Who is it?
Oh, damn.
I don't know, because I don't know.
Who is it? Come on.
Snoop Dogg. Damn. Oh, okay. Wow.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Rapper Sweetie is related to which Hollywood actress? Oh, I think it's, is this Gabrielle Union?
Oh, my God.
I don't know this one.
She's so pretty.
She's the cousin. Oh, yep.
I think you got it right, Claudia.
I knew that one. I heard that one before. Okay. Next one. Do we have another one? Come on. Okay. My friend Bill Bellamy is related to which former NBA star and mogul?
Well, you clearly know this one.
I don't.
Mogul, Magic Johnson, mogul.
That'd be Magic or Shaq.
Michael, or Shaq or Michael Jordan. Who else is a mogul?
Kobe? Oh, no.
No, Kobe, no.
Okay, the answer. Shaq. Friend of the show, Shaquille O'Neal, who did say he would come on here as a guest, so we got to get him on.
Oh, I love Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's get back into some of the hot topics. That was fun. A father confronted a high school student who was bullying his daughter. The father was arrested. However, most parents support the father for checking that boy. Take a look. All right, if you had a kid, how would you handle the situation? Armand, what do you think?
Here's the thing, I'm torn, but these kids are different even from when I was a kid, you know? So apparently he was posting pictures of, you know, the guy's daughter online, and, you know, maybe her father, maybe the girl didn't have a bigger brother or somebody else to go in there. Here's my thing. The guy was out of line because, you know, he's the adult, but at the same time, like we talked about before, if I'm going to risk it all, if I'm going to risk catching the charge, I'm going to do it for my mother. I'm going to do it for my child. So I'm in support of it, you know, because some of these kids, they're a little ahead of their time and they don't feel like they can be touched. So sometimes you need to go check them, because who knows, maybe that girl didn't have anybody else. Only person she had is her father. So he had to step in and do what he had to do to protect his daughter. So I'm kind of with it.
All right, Al?
100% not with this. Now, I will give the dad was dadding, and I will promise you that those kids will not mess with that young girl again. However, this is one of the largest security breaches in the history of school property. If that dad was a mass killer, he could have killed everybody in that room. So the fact that that kid, that dad got past the protocol of the schools, because you know my sister is a principal and administrator, every door in the school these days because of the shootings are locked. You have to go through the front and you have to check in and you have to wait for that child to be brought to you or the child to come down. The fact that whoever was watching was asleep allegedly, and that parent got past that and got into the school is a definitely no for me. It's a security breach, and you are risking every child in that school, because what if something went bad? What if he had a gun? What if he wasn't a logical parent and he ended up shooting up that whole classroom? Who would we be defending then?
Great points about the security breach. And aside from that, I do agree with you that those are excellent points. But I think a lot of people know that a lot of girls don't have their dads in the picture. So they're very bold when they kind of come for them, or they don't think there's going to be any consequences. I do like that people do know that this little girl does have a daddy in her life that will kind of buck up, or that has her back, because I think people would just be so bold and think there's no consequences. You ain't, what you going to do? Who going to check me? But well, now you know. So luckily this wasn't a mass shooter that did get into the school, but I hopefully both people learned a lesson from that. The kid who was bullying that little girl or doing what he was doing. And then, you know, maybe other people that have been watching and saying, okay, you know, maybe these people have people that do have their back. Kelly said, mess with mine. Okay. And anybody can get it, baby, kid, or grandma. And Danny said he could have just had a conversation with the teacher.
Yeah,
these kids are really on some other, like,
they're more advanced these days. So I think it's good, because look, ain't one thing is for sure, ain't nobody slipping into her drink at the party. They still gonna stay clear away from her because they know that she has a father that will protect her.
Was I the only one that was? I really felt like he was gonna hit that kid. I really felt like that dad, if that kid had been a little bit more rowdy, that dad would have taken that kid down. And you just don't know where that leads. You should never put an adult in a situation with kids like that, unsupervised. And that, for me, this is a definite no.
As a girl, I wish that I had my dad would have stepped to some people that have hurt me in my past. I think it would do a wonder for
yourself. Not in a schoolhouse like that.
Well, I really wouldn't have cared where he got him. I mean, because I just feel like it just causes a trickle down effect with your self-esteem when you don't feel like anyone has your back. I get it's bad for the dad, and I get it's bad for the school. I'm just speaking emotionally as like what that girl probably feels like. She's probably like, thank you. Like, she knows that a man has her back.
Yes.
And that's a girl that's going to have good self-esteem throughout her life, knowing her daddy got her back. Although it was reckless. I give you that, Al. It was reckless. Mm. And he could have gone to jail. But I'm thinking he got arrested. I'm thinking about the little girl.
But like you said, Claudia, that's that girl, like, she's going to know her self-worth. So she's going to know, I don't have to take anything from any man because my dad showed me love. I had a dad that protected me. A lot of women don't have that. So they try to find their daddies in these men, a.k.a. Monique. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole, but you get what I'm saying.
A.k.a. a lot of us. We're looking for what we missed out in our childhood, in our adult life. And that's where it's a hole that just never really gets replaced. All right, keep it live, because coming up next, Pornhub is banned. In Texas? And later. Oh, my God. I haven't been on there lately. And later, we're discussing ending friendships. We'll be right back.
Oh.
Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all. It looks like Texas is making it hard for those of you who enjoy adult entertainment. Texas has signed legislation into law that requires users to confirm their age when viewing adult websites. Now, in an attempt to protest, Pornhub has decided to block the entire state from using their site. Oh, my God. I live in Texas. What are your thoughts on this boycott, Al? Like, what are you doing? What are we doing?
I don't know, Claudia. I'm not going to Houston now. See, this is so strange to me. If you have to verify your age, why can't you, after verification, have access? You know what? I know that there's a lot of things that porn does do with the programming of a person's mind and all that, but it is safer. There are no STDs. There's no sleeping around. There's no assault. You know, people are just assaulting themselves or using it to help enhance whatever situation they have going on at home. I think Texas needs to revisit this, because they are the second most populated state in the country with 30 million people. And I think I would rather deal with people that are watching porn than not, because when you get sexually frustrated and you can't get your porn, it really can mess up a lot of people's days.
Okay. Armand, what do you think?
I think the problem is the fact that when you're going to go watch that, you know, porn is like a sacred thing. Everybody has their own thing that they like to watch, they like to indulge in. It's personal. And so if I'm going on to Pornhub, I have to not only do I have to verify my age, but now I have to pull out my ID and scan my ID and all that. I'm probably going to think twice because I'm like, okay, the phone and the internet already knows too much about me. I don't need my ID attached to this porn website because I don't know where this goes after that. And so in my mind, I'm just going to go find it on another website in general where I don't have to do all that. Right. So I think the problem is Pornhub, they're going to lose subscriptions and viewers anyway. So they decided, you know what? I'm going to just cancel it all together because people are going to find other options because we can talk about the safety all day long, but people are going to think twice once they have to pull out their ID and sign up to look at, a five-minute video.
They're saying no porn at all. They're saying no Pornhub in the state of Texas, Armand. So what do you think about them saying no Pornhub at all in the state of Texas? I think it sets a precedent that sooner or later, if you can't have Pornhub, then you can't have any porn. Can you imagine 30 million people walking around sexually frustrated because they can't get to their porn?
You're looking at one right now. I'm going to say this. Texas, I'm about ready to move. Now, you got me here because the gas was $1.96 when I first moved here 5 years ago. And there's no state income tax. And the housing costs are much cheaper. But you get Republicans, and this is a Republican thing, right? They claim that they are the party of less government, smaller government, but they've proven the opposite. Like the way they're trying to manage every single aspect of life, from your vagina to your uterus to the porn you get to see. Like, get out of here with this nonsense. I get the whole age thing, but like, I feel like they're just, Texas is becoming very much Al-Qaeda. It's American Al-Qaeda here. The way there are archaic views on sexuality, on freedoms. I understand you don't want youngsters to look at porn. They're going to get it anyway, okay? There's worse stuff on Twitter. You can see a full-on double-fisting scene on Twitter whenever you want. Go ahead and type it right now. Take a
is
second.
Is it a Bible state?
So wait,
is Texas a Bible state?
Yes, but they don't act like it in real life.
Gotcha. So wait, I thought it was Pornhub making the decision to pull it because of the restrictions that were set in place.
Yes,
not Texas saying that you can't have it. You can have it with these restrictions. Pornhub made the decision to say,
they did,
you know, we're going to eliminate it.
But Texas started it. They started it with like the putting, making it more difficult. Yeah. So then Pornhub responded in protest like, all right. There's a lot of laws here that are really very bad, that are just very repressive here. You know, and they lure you here with the tax breaks and all that. And there are good looking.
I'll never live in Texas again. That's where I went to jail. No. I'll never live in Texas again. It's the worst.
What's your favorite porn, Armand?
Oh, I'm not getting into that. My God. But no.
Al, what's yours?
Listen, don't judge me, okay? Don't judge me. I like the one that I'm into now is massage porn.
Massage porn.
Yeah, like getting a massage. I know. Justin said I'm bored. Massage porn. I'm into the massage porn.
What, a glass of wine, maybe, and some smooth jazz playing.
No. You're a massage therapist, and you end up, you know.
Okay. That's boring now. Give me a good three-way gangbang, okay?
Oh, I knew it was going to come out.
Yes. Give me a good threesome.
A woman recently shared that she caught her boyfriend with another man. She said the man was a friend of her boyfriend's and that they all used to hang out. She's now choosing to be celibate. Take a look.
I'm always like thinking dudes is DL, but it's not like I'm paranoid. I think it's just my senses are heightened because I literally dated this dude who was creeping on me with a man. And he even brought the man in the house with us.
All right, y'all. Is it worse to find out your partner is attracted to a gender you didn't know about or to find out that they were just cheating, period? Al, what do you think?
This is a double blow, right? I mean, I don't know that her
literally.
story I don't, right? I wasn't convinced that this story was real. Because, you know, now with everybody wanting to go viral, they make up these great stories that they connect with the audience and everybody's like, ooh, la, la, la. I don't know that this is real for her. But I will say, in answering the question, I'm pretty sure as a Black female who's trying to build a relationship with a dude and to find out that, A, he's cheating, that's got to be devastating. And then to find out that he was cheating with the man has to feel like you were double lied to in some way.
It does suck. Been there, done that. Armand, what do you think?
I think it starts from the beginning. I think it starts with the church. And I just think it starts with the acceptability of homosexuality and bisexuality. I think a lot of women and a lot of families put so much pressure on men to be straight or to be masculine. Even if they're straight, they can't show signs of femininity. So, which in turn, you have these men hiding and keeping secrets from you because you're not open to anything. A lot of women, particularly Black women, a lot of times are not very open to ideas of things and they don't let men express themselves. And I'm not, this is not an assumption. I've heard this through many, many men, especially men that I've dealt with that have girlfriends. They don't feel like they could come to their girlfriends and say, hey, I like guys, but I really love you and would want to be with you. Or I've messed with a guy before and I was just curious, but now I want to be in a relationship with this woman. You know, they feel like they have to hide that part of themselves because they'll be turned away. So I think that people need to be more open to conversations about sexual fluidity. And maybe some of this wouldn't be a problem.
We're going to move on. We're going to move on. But Armand, you got to have the same energy for everybody in the LGBTQ community.
I mean, it is what it is.
I can't say that we can be sensitive for other letters and not the bisexuals. Okay.
I'm going to say this. For me, it's irritating because at one point we see all the pride festivals and all this. I live in my truth and I'm celebrating of who I am. But I have never, ever in my life had a man tell me I've had feelings for men. I've been with a man ever. And I feel like no one ever asked the woman how they feel. They just assume I can't be with this. I know I dated at least two men that probably have dabbled or have been bisexual. I know for a fact one, right? He never said it to me. And I've had conversations with my friends. I was like, I already liked him. Like, I already was already in. So if he would have told me, we're already like locked in. Like I'd have been like, okay, as long as you're not cheating on me now, if that was something before. I think people don't give, and this is a straight man thing too. It's not just like a bisexual or a gay man thing. I think people just assume that you're just going to fly at the handle. You'd be surprised with what some woman would deal with, especially with these numbers these days. You would just ask them. No one ever, I don't have one friend who's ever been asked what they thought about it. Not one. So it's like, yeah. I'm assuming that's on y'all. That's
all right, hold on real quick. Claudia, remember though, when we were talking to Al about the bisexual comment, I did ask you this. I said, if a man identifies as bisexual, would you say he's gay? And you said, yes, he's gay.
I would.
So at that point, what am I asking you? You already think I'm gay.
Yeah, I do. I think you are gay and you like women too. But there are women that go with that. There's so many women that have gone with it though. There are women, listen, there's women that marry that. There's women that date that. There's women that will accept that and accept it for what it is, but give them the choice. Just like asking someone, maybe we can have an open relationship. No one gives you the choice anymore. And that's what we get mad at.
Without too much pushback here, please let's be sensitive to the words we used. Women don't accept it. Women like it. There are women and there are women who participate in bisexual situations because that's who they are and they like it. They don't just accept it. You're making it seem like it's something dirty or something less than when you use the word accept. So I'm just saying.
Well, to some women it is.
Be sensitive to the words that you use is all.
I am, but I'm also being truthful. To some women it is. And I can't lie and sugarcoat it. You know what I mean? Some women are like, love it. Some women hate it. Some women accept it. And some women are attracted to it. Like there's a spectrum, right? On everything. All right. It's fiery conversation as always, because we're all on that liquor. Keep it locked because coming up next, Aiden Ross has some tea to spill about sexy red. Oh Lord, we'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, online streamer Aiden Ross shared that he had sex with Sexy Red. Sexy Red confirmed the claim in a tweet and wrote, "You paid me to take your virginity, and I did just that." Next, what do you think about this transaction, Armand? What do you think?
This is dumb, and quite frankly, we can move on to the next story, in my opinion. I feel like this is the clout chase. I feel like he's a streamer. This is like hot button like stuff to talk about just to get people, you know, for us to do what we're doing right now. So I'm uninterested in this. This is stupid. This is not.
Okay, Al.
Armand, I think you're on the side. I don't know that this is true. I think he paid her to say it or agree with it. Something in the whole equation doesn't look or feel right to me. So I don't know. I say like Armand, pass it. We can turn the page and go to the next topic.
Why is it news when people have sex with each other? Like, unless someone's cheating on somebody, like, it's really not news. Like, oh my God, I had sex with Sexy Red. Okay. Like, I just think this is corny. And I hate when adults celebrate that they had sex.
This is beyond just celebrating sex. She basically is saying that she got paid to have sex. Like, that makes her a sex worker.
Okay, so like 90% of the women on Instagram these days are sex. Oh, people, women and men. Everyone's screwing for a bag or some money. It's boring, yawn, on to the next. All right, Al, on a recent episode of the Here ASAP podcast, you opened up about losing friendship that meant a lot to you. Take a look.
After this particular incident, it was almost like she was like, oh, well, you know, I don't really care how you feel. I'm good. You know, I didn't really do anything wrong. Wow. And that's the part that kind of really hurt me really deeply, because we have shared so many experiences, even a crucial blow to her. I was there with her, supporting her through all that. So to see her kind of not take interest in how or what she did that made me feel some type of way was just kind of hurtful.
All right. Do you think friendship breakups can be more heartbreaking than ending a relationship? Let's go to you first, Al, since this was your clip.
Yeah. So for me, I think it could be worse. It could be worse because, see, your friends are different than people that you marry, right? Or that you're in a relationship with, a long-term relationship with. A friend hears it all. You know, you're the most vulnerable with a good friend. You know, the friend has been at your highest highs and your lowest lows. Your new mate or the person that you married just has come into that space at that time, right? So I just feel like for me, especially when I give my friendship, I expect for you at least to treat me the same. So I have to say friendship breakups are worse than marriages and long-term relationships in some cases.
All right, Armand, what do you think?
I agree with that to a certain degree, but I'll say this. When I break up with my boys, like, we be beefing, like, it hurts. I be over here wanting to send text messages, videos. I feel like I'm dating you, you know? So it definitely leaves an effect. I'm listening to the songs. I block you on Instagram. I mute you. I don't really block. I mute. You know what I mean? I do a lot of the mute. I don't want to see your post. I don't want to see your story. I don't want to see nothing because I'm hurting. So, yeah, I mean, I really do be feeling some type of way when I break up with my boys. It really, really does hurt. And you just want to get back with them and start laughing and stuff like
right,
that.
Right,
right. And then every time you see something, you get triggered. But then you be like, man, I, right. You know, yeah. So I don't like people with my friends because I'd be so devastated. I'd be crying.
When it's someone that you're dating and you break up with them, you're like, you know, forget you. And you can cut it off. For me, I could just cut it off and it'd be over because, you know, I gave my love. You didn't meet me the same way. So I can cut that off. A friend, you just feel like the last thing that a friend is going to do, especially when you've been just as supported as to them, you know, the last thing you think is that it's going to end. And even when it's over, you're still thinking about it. You could be years separated and you're still like, shay, this is still hurting.
Well, we don't have a lot of time for you to chime in. I'm going to say this. I've had a couple of friendship breakups and they are very devastating to me because I think you do share a lot with your friends more than sometimes your mate, and they even be knowing stuff about your mate. That's why I take friendship very seriously. And if there's any kind of signs of disloyalty or backstabbing, it's really hard for me to come back from it. So it's very, very painful. So let's be more protective of our friendships in this year, because it hurts. Even if you're on the side that does the offense, I'm sure it hurts both sides. All right, I want to thank my co-hosts Al Reynolds and Armand Wiggins for joining me tonight. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for Street Flavor. Have a great weekend. We'll see you with our updates from the weekend on Monday.
Bye, y'all. Bye.
Have a good night.